Coming up in Endpoint Zone 1808, we are going to show you some amazing things around migration to Microsoft 365.
In fact, we're going to show you a tool from one of our partners named EBF, which is the actual tool that the customer behind us uses. They migrated from an existing MDM into Intune, and we're going to walk you through how the tool works and help you understand how you can use it today.
So if you want to see how you can migrate your users into Microsoft Intune and M365 like this, take a watch of the show. Hey, welcome to Endpoint Zone 1808. Brad, welcome back to the studio. Fantastic to have you here, as always.
August, it's amazing.
I know, it's beautifully sunny outside.
Yeah.
It's
I was just
excited
to meet with a bunch of the interns, and they were talking about, is the summer in Seattle always as beautiful? I said, Seattle's always as beautiful. They don't know we bring the interns in the summer when it's always sunny.
So. Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why we're so good at clouds here. It's always raining, so we've always got the inspiration out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty cool. Coming up in this episode of the show, we're actually going to look at something that our customers have been asking us for quite a while, which is how do we make it easy to migrate over into the Microsoft 365 stack? Pretty amazing stuff. And we've got EBF coming in and showing us the EBF Onboarder tool for Microsoft Intune. Helps you migrate from an existing MDM over to Intune. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff. But before we actually get there, why do you think it is that so many customers are actually trying to migrate over to M365 right now?
Yeah, Simon and I were talking about what we wanted to talk about in this month's episode of Endpoint Zone. It just happened to be that we were just on like an extraordinary number of emails from customers and from our field asking, you know, what's the recommended way to migrate, or how do I migrate, what's the easiest way to do it? And so it just felt like it was really time to kind of talk about that.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing right now is literally millions and millions of devices are migrating from existing solutions into EMS. And you know, we really don't see customers deploying Intune. Customers are really deploying Microsoft 365 and EMS. In fact, you know, what we see is if you take a look at the tens and tens of millions of licenses that have been sold of Intune, It's low single digit that have been bought standalone. They're all bought via Microsoft 365 because customers want that holistic view, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what we've been seeing here is a couple of key things that are causing IT to really kind of step back and say, do we really have the right strategy? Do we really have the right technology in place to enable us to do what we need to advance the business? Mm-hmm. And I think there's a couple of key trends that are driving some of the decisions. First and foremost, you know, organizations are really stepping back and saying, how do we change and how do we advance the culture and how do we bring this modern culture of work? You know, we are just at a time where the war of talent and the war to keep, you know, retain and then keep talent is just extraordinarily difficult. And so users, employees expect a level of productivity, a level of engagement with the organization. And IT has to think about how they deliver that.
Yeah, okay? It's a fundamental piece. If you think about the way people work today, the devices that you use really are a big part of your engagement with the company that you work for. It really is fundamental.
And that just becomes key. It's just not about making your users more productive or more effective, but it's, you know, how do you enable them to work in teams? How do you enable them to unlock their creativity? And how do you give them this work experience that they love? That's kind of key number one. I think the other key trend here is it revolves around security. You know, back in the day, which wasn't that long ago, all the data, all the applications were behind the firewall, so we'd build these perimeter-based security models, and they were great. You know, they served us well. But times have just changed. You know, what we see now is the data's moved outside of the firewall, it's in the cloud, it's in SaaS services, and so that perimeter-based security model is just no longer effective. The other thing that's driving this is just the sophistication and the rate at which we're seeing the attacks come in. And so, you know, what we see right now is that perimeter-based security model is just no longer effective when you have to take in the holistic solution of, I have to protect the data on-prem, I have to protect the data in the cloud, I have to protect the data on mobile devices, I have to protect it while it's all in transit. And organizations have to change how they think about security. So we talk about an identity-driven security model. And it's interesting, Forrester a couple of months ago published a report that talked about how the cloud titans are entering security and are going to reshape the security market. And we fundamentally have believed this for a long time. In today's world, organizations must have clouds backing them with security solutions in place because there's no way human hands can do it on their own any longer.
Yeah, there's just too much data to analyze.
Well, exactly. And so the new modern way we think about security is you have to think about looking in all of the signal, okay, all the telemetry, all the data that comes into organizations to find those points of interest, mm-hmm. you know, the things that are of interest, the things that are important in that sea of data that tell you that there is something suspicious happening, mm-hmm. and then be able to, in real time, be able to enforce policies like conditional access to block it. And so the need to delight users and create that and deliver that modern culture of work, the need to make sure that you're able to protect and secure given the attacks and the threats that we see today. And so that's why we built Microsoft 365. And so as you think about Microsoft 365, it's that bringing together of a set of cloud services. Windows delivered as a cloud, Office 365, and then Enterprise Mobility and Security, which is management and security for your data, your devices, your cloud services, all delivered as services. And what we've done here over the last 5 years as we built this is all these cloud services have been engineered to work together. And so what that means is, you know, Windows knows about Office, knows about Intune, knows about Azure Active Directory, knows about our CASB solution. And as we detect something that is suspicious, they're able to work across themselves to defend, to identify when the threat is, to then take action. And what that allows organizations to do is allows them to simplify. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the key things I hear from every leader I meet with is, help me simplify. And as we think about simplify, I think simplification brings three major benefits to the company. One, you're actually more secure. Mm-hmm. A more simple infrastructure is a more secure infrastructure, and it's just a principle. You know, as I look at the red team attacks that I, you know, get a chance to see from across Microsoft, or I look at attacks that customers have shared with me, inevitably there is some place where there is some complicated set of configurations or the environment's too complex, and there's a seam mm-hmm. that attackers can get into, so you're more secure.
Yep.
Second, a more simple infrastructure always leads to a better solution for your users. It's mm-hmm. it just makes sense.
Yeah. Just easier.
Yeah. And then third, I think simplicity makes IT more agile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me give you just a fascinating thing that Simon and I saw. If you take a look at the screen here at this particular slide. You know, so last summer I was out doing some customer visits, and one of the customers I was meeting with actually walked in with this particular chart. And this is a chart that shows all of the vendors that kind of play in security management, identity protection, data protection. And it's really a nice slide that was put together. And then what they had done is they had gone and circled every one of the products that they use, and they said, help us understand how we can consolidate, get a more simple infrastructure, get a better infrastructure. And then it was just fast. We sat down, we went kind of one by one and went through, well, Microsoft 365 can replace this and that. And what we were able to do is, in the case of, for example, as they deployed out Windows 10, they eliminated by more than two-thirds the number of agents that they were putting on the device.
Wow.
And that is immediately translated to a faster boot, mm-hmm. better experience, faster resume time, longer battery life. But you know, this is the kind of thing that Microsoft 365 delivers. It helps you to understand how you can consolidate, have a more simple, more secure, more agile solution, because we've got all these cloud services working together.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I would just encourage all of you to try, download a chart like this, circle all the things that you're using. On average, the enterprise organization has deployed 60 of these products.
Wow. That's just a ridiculous level of complexity.
There's no way that you can have an agile infrastructure and not have complexity with 60 different products deployed.
Yeah, that's
circle them, and then take a look at what things you can consolidate with Microsoft 365, and I'll guarantee you'll find that you can eliminate a lot of these. And that's what the key thing that's been driving this. You get that wonderful Office 365 experience across all your devices, mm-hmm. Windows, iOS, Android, Mac. You get all the management and security, and that all is playing across all of those with a real focus on identity.
I think that really does explain why so many customers are actually gravitating over towards M365 as a solution.
Yeah, and let's give you a couple of numbers to kind of ground that in terms of what we're actually seeing. So, you know, in the last couple of days, you know, we announced, you know, some of our latest earnings, and we talked about some of the latest numbers. You know, now if I take a look at EMS, there are more than 85,000 unique customers. More than 80 million licenses. That's more than a 50% growth on both of those numbers. What's amazing to me, though, is the growth in usage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I take a look at the growth in usage of, say, Intune, it grew by more than 300% in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
I look at this combination of Windows, iOS, Android, Mac devices that are being managed by Config Manager and Intune. It's more than 135 million.
Wow.
And so we just have this incredible ability to take a look at what's happening around the world and take action to help organizations protect and secure themselves. And those are just phenomenal, unbelievable numbers. And so people are migrating to this, and that's why it'd be important to talk about how to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring on Nico from EBF, and we're going to ask Nico some questions around what EBF Onboarder for Intune does and how it works, and just frankly, how many customers are being migrated and how many devices are being migrated with it. And we're also going to take a real good look at the tool itself and show you some of that. So we'll be back in just a second with Nico.
Welcome, Nico.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for being here.
No, thanks for being here.
So what is it about EBF that people are really kind of EBF onboarder that they're really looking for? What's the thing that's driving them to need this kind of a tool?
Well, most of the customers have the need to move from the previous MDM system to Intune and are searching for a smooth way with less impact for their users.
Yeah, it is. I think it really is about making that end user experience easy to move between platforms, because it gets them to be a little bit tricky, doesn't it? And that's why I think customers really kind of started to feedback that they needed.
I just want to simplify it, make it as simple as possible.
Yeah, it really does come down to that. So how many customers are kind of, how many devices are customers migrating? What's the biggest one that you've done?
The biggest one when I was Accenture was 125,000 devices.
Wow, that's quite a lot of devices. And what was the length of time that you kind of took with that?
I guess it was about 3 months.
Wow, so 125,000 devices in 3 months.
Yeah. I have to say that every morning I would come in and look at how many had been migrated overnight. It was just amazing to watch it.
That's really, really amazing. And have you worked with, I mean, obviously there's different deployment options that people have used for the devices. Some people have devices that their end users have enrolled. Lots of people use Apple's DEP enrollment program. Can you deal with things like DEP? That must be a bit tricky.
Yeah, sure. We already have a customer with Apple DEP enrolled devices, Booz Allen, mm-hmm. and it works quite good.
Wow. Okay, so Booz Allen has migrated their DEP devices as well. That's pretty fantastic that they've actually been able to get there. What do you think that an average customer is kind of able to migrate in the space of a week?
Well, it's up to 7,000 devices a week.
Wow. And the service can
and that's the average. I mean, I've watched some of these customers migrating 10, 11, 12,000 a week and kind of like, I mean, that's a beautiful day. That's a beautiful week.
That is. It's a pretty phenomenal kind of tool to be able to do that. You guys must be pretty happy with the position that EBF is in at this moment with the onboarder.
Yeah, we are, for sure.
That's pretty cool. So we actually talked a little bit earlier. I think it's always useful to explain the architecture of the way that this works and what the journey really looks like for IT and for the customer. What I'm going to just show you is the way that this works. We're going to have a device over here. Fantastic drawing of an iPad. And on that device, we've obviously got a couple of things. We've got a mail client and we've got a browser. And this device is going to be managed by an existing MDM. So I'll just put an MDM up here. Okay. And we'll have a relationship between those two devices where they're talking to each other. So in the case of us wanting to use EBF Onboarder to migrate over to Microsoft Intune, obviously we're still going to have Intune out there. And we're also going to have EBF. So what this tool does is inside of the EBF console, you actually go in and onboard your users. It talks to your existing MDM and finds out which users you've got. Then it allows you to send an email or a notification down to your end users for them to start taking action. What they'll see is they'll get an email, and we'll show you this in a couple of minutes. That email takes them over into their browser, and their browser then gives them a button that talks back to EBF and says, I want to unenroll from my existing MDM. EBF then uses an API call to the existing MDM to send an unenroll command, and it breaks the connection to the existing MDM. The next thing that happens is that that browser is then told, hey, you need to go to the App Store and get hold of the Intune company portal. They download the company portal app. Once the company portal app is on the device, they just do a standard enrollment into Intune, and then they're on, fully managed. Policy then comes down to the device from Intune, and you're a fully managed Intune device. It's really simple. There's nothing to go and deploy on premises in order to make it work. It's really, really great architecture.
One thing I love about it too is EBF gives you the ability to understand holistically what is being managed through the existing MDM, and you can target it in groups. You can start small, get the confidence, and then start to ramp it up. You can do it in bite-sized chunks, if you will, and that's how IT generally likes to roll out capabilities. We're actually going to see that here in a few minutes in some of the deployment numbers.
Yeah, let's move over to Nico's PC. Okay, so Nico, you're in the EBF onboarder console right now.
Yeah, exactly. This is a Intune onboarder. I'm already logged in. And as you can see in this project, migration project, it's just one device in it. And when I select this device, I can send an invitation to the user by email, by notification or booth. In this scenario, we are using email. I'm just clicking send. And that's it.
Cool. So now, over on your device, on your iPhone, in this case, you probably received that email. We can probably switch over to your iPhone, I think, to see that. There we go. That's great. So from this place, let's go and see what the next part of the experience looks like.
Yeah, you've got this email, and there's start migration button on it, and I'm just clicking it. It loads the landing page, starting the migration.
So what's actually happening at this point? You've got a countdown. Presumably, there's something going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, basically, it's just the uninvoid request, which is sent to the previous MDM system.
Cool. OK, and it's going to take like 30 seconds. I guess that's a relatively arbitrary time. You just kind of know that that's about the right time it's going to take.
Yeah, you can modify if you would like, but 30 seconds is like the default.
It's about setting the user's expectation about how long it's going to take. I love the fact that it actually tells the user, hey, here's how long it's going to take us.
Yeah, it's pretty neat that we do that.
Now, the first step is the unenrollment is done, and I'm will redirect to the App Store to download the Intune Company Portal.
We'll point out there, 4.2 stars out of 5 is a very good rating for this tool.
It is. It's pretty good for a company portal, that's for sure. I think it's only going to get better as well.
So now the EBF onboarder job is done. It's like the standard Intune enrollment.
So the user's just entering their regular old email address here and their password as well for that, just so that they can authenticate. It's a sign into Intune, so obviously it's going to be possible to protect that with multi-factor authentication, conditional access, all of the other goodness that we've got there.
Which is actually one of the core things about security. You do want to protect the enrollment of devices with multi-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. So even in the case where an employee had their username and password phished, mm-hmm. they would not be, the phisher would not be able to enroll a device without having to pass an MFA, which they would fail.
Yeah.
So it actually is a core part of the security posture.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because you're essentially making that device trusted.
And now it's just walking you through the standard process here.
Exactly.
So what does this look like if we, whilst this is finishing the enrollment on the device, do we get some kind of status back inside of the EBF console itself to be seeing these things?
Yeah, we got.
Let's switch over to the console and take a look. So Nico, I can see that we've got some status down there. What does that actually mean? Is it? I can see that there's a legend button. Does that tell us what the status is?
Yeah, the legend button tell us about the different status we can have during this migration. It starts with the user not informed. After we send the invitation, it's like the status we have right now, is pending and user informed. And if I reload the page, it changed to successful enrollment, and the mark says it's the Intune MDM system answered that the device is successful in.
What's cool about this is an organization could have 100, could have tens of thousands of devices, and here within the console you'll be able to get that status and see if anyone's having problems. You can see who is, mm-hmm. Who has done it, who has not. And what generally people end up doing on this is once they get to a certain percentage of the devices that have been migrated, they start to turn on conditional access to get those last few to get enrolled.
And one of the things that I love about this as well, I just noticed it in the mouse over when you're over the status. The thing here is it's telling you when the user's been sent to things like the App Store. I think you're even gathering that level of granularity on that user journey all the way through to registration, which is just going to be invaluable for any IT product that's actually running this through with 125,000 users.
Yeah, and the great part about it is the IT pro can actually track how it's doing. You can start, like we talked about, you know, sending it to 100 users, into the first 1,000, the first, second 10,000, third 10,000. But it gives you a way in a project kind of a model to migrate your users from the existing MDM into Intune and EMS and Microsoft 365.
Yeah, it's really cool. Nico, thank you very much for coming onto the show and taking us all the way through EBF Onboarder. We'll make sure that the show has some details in it on where you can go to get access to EBF Onboarder, where you can go and buy it.
Awesome, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
You know, so it's been great to see actually how the tool works. Mm-hmm. And as Nico talked about, you know, we've actually seen customers use this, migrating more than 100,000 devices. Literally, we're seeing millions of devices migrated right now. Let's go take a look at actual some examples of large customers that have migrated from one existing MDM to another, mm-hmm. and actually kind of talk about what we've learned and what we see as people do it. So
yeah,
let's start with this one.
I've thrown up one customer here. This is just one customer. The scale is kind of interesting. Notice that we go up to 500,000 there.
Yeah, the tick marks on the right-hand side here are in 50,000 device increments. And so this is a very, very large customer. The blue line is their enrolled MDM devices, and the orange line is what we call MAM protected users. In a MAM world, you assign MAM policy to users, and then those policies get applied on any device that the user logs in on. Mm-hmm. But take a look here, in this particular organization, you know, starting in May through, you know, August, they migrated well over 100,000 devices, and just a very, very steady rate. If you actually were to go into that, you could see week by week, they were doing, you know, 7,000-8,000 each week during that time frame. One of the great things about this particular organization, as I've talked with their CIO, is the satisfaction and the level of feedback that the users have now that they're using Microsoft 365. You know, they've got Outlook and they've got Word, Excel, PowerPoint, all being protected by EMS. Their users are delighted with this modern workplace.
Yeah, and these users are protected in a enrolled and unenrolled
Yeah,
workplace.
So Simon, you know, we have that massive, massive spike up of orange here. What was that?
That was when they turned on conditional access. This point here is turning on CA for the Office apps to require that in order to access Exchange, you've got to be using Outlook. In order to be able to access SharePoint, you've got to be using the OneDrive or the SharePoint app.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, it's almost overnight, the speed that actually occurs.
That's the first example. Let's look at another one.
Yeah, this is another customer. We want to prove that these aren't just, you know, one-offs.
Yeah, and this one, this organization decided to migrate their devices from an existing MDM to another one. And take a look here, they're about at 175, 180,000 devices right now. Mm-hmm. And then they applied MAM afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Actually, what we often see when people are migrating from one MDM to us is they start with MAM and then they add MDM after. Mm-hmm. But just you can see steady state, and what this was is this is a very large global organization, and they would kind of go country by country, and that's actually the steps that you see as they added country by country as they did the migration.
And you can very clearly see with the MAM numbers here when they turned on CA, two big countries.
To big populations,
three
exactly.
Three big countries that they turned on where they've got lots of users. You can also see this very, very steady upward growth on their MDM enrollment.
Now, I'll tell you, as an engineer, I look at these, and these are almost like Picassos.
Yeah, they really, really are.
And up and to the right.
Up and to the right. It's the way these things need to go.
And then take a look at one other one here. You know, this is an organization that is right in the middle of their migration right now. And you can see that they're well up over 70,000 devices now. Very, very steady. Take a look at that. It's just a very, very steady. They're a little slower than the other organization. Again, this is a very large organization. It's an organization that is in an IT. But you can see midway through their MDM deployment, they turned on MAM for all their users. And actually, this is actually one of the world's largest users of Outlook on Android specifically in the world.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal when you see this kind of uptake here. And you can actually see that during this time here, they were being very methodical about the work that they were doing a nice POC, really getting there. But even at this point, this is a POC for this organization. But they're still into the...
The POC was 5,000 devices. Yeah,
it's not a small not a small effort for them to go through that POC. And a level of trust that they
and a little more context. That November through July, I was having monthly phone calls with all the leadership of the team as we were, you know, taking incredible amounts of feedback and learning along with. And one of the things I love about the way that we've been able to work closely with organizations like this is it's just such a learning experience for all of us.
Yeah.
Let me talk about one of them we actually didn't put up on the chart, but there's another organization that migrated from an existing MDM. And before they migrated, they were managing 21,000 devices through the existing MDM. They're now managing 42,000 through Intune. Cool part about this is the calls to the help desk have dropped in half, mm-hmm. even though they're managing double the number of devices.
Yeah.
And again, net satisfaction, the satisfaction of the users is just off the chart positive with the experience. And that's all about creating that modern work experience that users want and that they need and they require and they expect.
Yeah, it is meeting people's expectations. That is what M365...
Exceeding expectations.
You're right. It's about exceeding the expectations. Yeah. That is what M365 really is all about, making a solution which is loved by users and trusted by IT.
Well, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah. Thank you very much for watching the show. You will see us next time on the Endpoint Zone. See ya.